An old bur oak tree growing on the University of Michigan campus has been around since America's Revolutionary War, but the big tree stands in the way of an expansion of the business school there. Instead of cutting it down, the tree is being relocated. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports, the move isn't easy, it's not cheap, and it is definitely not fast.
The old bur oak tree is ready to be moved. Its 44 feet in diameter root ball, wrapped in plastic and burlap, is resting on long metal pipes.
While it does look fairly radical and invasive, and it is, if it's done properly, chances of survival are fantastic.
That's Paul Cox of Environmental Design, one of the few companies that can move a tree that weighs about 700,000 pounds. It will have to be raised so transporters can slip underneath. That's what the company's huge rubber bags are for. They look like inner tubes, except much thicker and longer.
You first place these bags deflated beneath the tree, beneath the pipe, and then slowly inflate them. And as you inflate, the tree comes up into the air.
All this know-how, labor, and equipment is costly. The move will cost about $400,000. Now, that money is not coming out of the university's budget. It's coming out of the $100 million donated for the expansion by philanthropist Stephen Ross. The business school was also renamed for him, by the way. But anyway, money like that still doesn't grow on trees. Rick Fitzgerald is a spokesman for the U of M.
We didn't know if it could be moved, and we started exploring options, and come to find out, there are companies that do this and have been successfully moving large trees for decades.
And after some back and forth, the consensus was, this is an institution of higher learning, and this is certainly a learning opportunity.
Because we've, at the University of Michigan, we've never moved a tree like this before.
Fitzgerald admits it's probably a case of please all, please none. There's always people who get upset to see a tree cut down in its prime. And some business school students told us it's too much money for one tree, or they don't like the new location, blocking part of the view of the front entrance. Even B.J. Smith, a forester who drove all the way from West Michigan to watch this move, can't make a good business case for it.
For the same price, I think in Washtenaw County you can get about 120 acres of forested land, and that might be a better legacy than one tree.
But then again, he is here, watching in awe as the big inner tubes deflate. The tree is lowered onto the transporters, and it makes its way at a pace of about 1 mile an hour to its new home on the other side of the business school. The tree should be placed in the ground sometime today, where it could live, easily, for another 250 years or so. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.